God's Word for You, 1 Corinthians 2, verses 1 and 2. And today we're going to have to talk not just about what the text means, but about what the text actually says. Brothers, when I came to you, I did not come with eloquent speech or wisdom as I proclaimed to you the mystery of God, for I decided to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Now, some translations have testimony of God instead of mystery of God. And the two Greek words, martyrian, testimony, and mysterion, mystery, look similar in Greek, only a difference of three letters, and either word might fit the context. Testimony could point back to chapter 1, verse 6, the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, but mystery also could look ahead to verse 7 of this chapter. We speak of God's wisdom hidden in mystery. Well, the manuscript evidence for these words is about evenly divided, and that means that of the many hundreds of ancient copies of 1 Corinthians, there are several that are very ancient, that is, in the first five centuries of the church. And there are several, also from that time, that are from all around the known world in those days. And so it's both ancient and widespread on both sides of the question. Some of them have mystery and others have testimony. And there's even one codex, which is a book version of the New Testament, where it's clear that the original scribe had written mystery, but then somebody else came along later and wrote the three other letters, the alternate letters of testimony, above the line. Well, variations like this usually come about by accident, but sometimes a scribe makes a conscious change because he thinks it makes more sense. This was especially true in the Egyptian traditions, but in this case, we have a confusion over two words that simply look and sound alike. It's more likely that scribes, remember the Bible was copied by hand, that they mistook the word mystery for testimony than the other way around. Of the, I think it's 28 appearances of the word mystery in the New Testament, 21 are in Paul's letters. All the rest are in the Gospels and Revelation. And when Paul uses mystery, he's talking about the Christian mystery, the plan of God to save man through the crucifixion of Jesus, which is revealed by the Holy Spirit. Now, this revealing takes the form of preaching. Jesus said, "The knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you, but not to them," that is, unbelievers, and that's Matthew 13:11. And Paul is talking about preaching the gospel in these verses when he uses the word speech and proclaimed. Now, in fact, the mystery of God, the thing that is unknown to the world and must be revealed to the world through preaching, is the point that Paul makes when he says, "I decided to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." It's not just the preaching, but the content of the preaching that's always Paul's point. The mystery or hidden quality of the gospel of Christ crucified can't be known by the world unless it is revealed. But it was all that Paul wanted to talk about while he was with the Corinthians. Why? Why does Paul make such a point about this to them? Well, when he came to Corinth, he was coming from Athens. He had a few followers in Athens, but his famous speech in the Areopagus did not do much to persuade anyone. Now, having gone from Athens to Corinth, he didn't want to get mixed up in Greek oration or rhetoric. He just wanted to let the word of God do its work in people's hearts. He even asked the Ephesians, "Pray for me that when I open my mouth, I may boldly proclaim the mystery of the gospel." That's Ephesians 6:19. We should pay close attention to this. It's tempting for some people to think that they should make little changes, adjustments to the gospel to fit our modern culture. You know, every culture thinks it's modern, and someone in the future always laughs about that. But what is there that could ever be changed? If they downplay sin, then what does forgiveness even mean? If they downplay the difference between churches, then how do they account for the doctrine of fellowship and the exclusion of false doctrine, which is taught in every single book of the Bible? If they downplay the physical resurrection of the dead, then what hope do our people have as they face their dying hour? To believe and preach nothing but Christ and Christ crucified is the heart of the mystery of the gospel, the mystery made known to us for our salvation and for our comfort by the preaching of the gospel. Clever words, eloquent speech, human wisdom do not give glory to God if they glorify the speaker rather than the subject of the speech. Give glory to God. He has forgiven our hidden faults. Exalt the Lord and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. He has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness through his holy word. In Christ, I'm Pastor Tim Smith. This is God's word for you.